Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
We often hear about haunted locations with plenty of folklore behind those hauntings. Most of the times, these haunted locations are houses or workplaces, maybe even a medical facility. Sometimes, though, these locations are haunted roads. Just like other spooky destinations, many of these roads are supposedly haunted by the spirits of people who died there, while others have reportedly been visited by devilish creatures and aliens alike. Of course, many of these stories are nothing more than urban legends, but they're certainly scary enough to make you think twice about driving down these roads. One such road is Colorado's Phantom Canyon Road. Phantom Canyon Road is one of the most scenic and historic drives in Colorado. A great experience steeped in Western history, it offers its ghost towns and an experience with a ghost of a different, more literal kind. In fact, ghost towns such as Wilbur, Adelaide, and Glenbrook that washed away in the floods or dissipated as a result of the slowing economy after 1912 are eerily present throughout. Whatever its true story may be, one thing that's not up for debate is the road connecting the former mining districts of Cripple Creek, Canyon City, and Florence is a scenic detour that increases in elevation from about 5,000 to 10,000 feet to reveal some of Colorado's most secluded natural views as well as a wide range of plants and wildlife in their natural setting. The road, full of twists and turns, began as the Florence and Cripple Creek Railroad, a narrow gauge railroad that was built in 1894. With narrower than standard track widths, these types of railways were designed to handle a mountain's sharp curves. When the mining boom first hit the region, the only way to these mining districts was with horse-drawn wagons over rough roads. Some 1,200 workers were hired to construct the railway. This was often difficult work that meant blasting through the rock, but in any case, in just over 6 months, the crew built over 40 miles of track, including two tunnels and several bridges. Adelaide Bridge, which spans the 8 Mile Creek, is the only one that still remains today. The railway suffered accidents almost immediately. Just one day after opening, a train derailed, resulting in one death. Weather woes also plagued the line, and washouts were a regular occurrence. When mining operations grew in nearby Colorado Springs, which had a larger standard gauge line that allowed for a shorter trip, the Florence and Cripple Creek Railroad's business declined, and its final hours came on July 21st, 1912, when a flash flood washed out 12 bridges, 5 miles of track, and several towns in the area. The tracks were eventually removed, and in 1918, the former railway was converted to a public road. Still today, drivers can experience the hairpin turns and steep drop-offs on the 30-mile road that the train once ran along. Between Cripple Creek and Victor are the remnants of hundreds of historic mines and an operating modern gold mine. With over 500 mines once operating in the district, each had its own history. For example, at the Crescent Mine on November 24, 1914, miners uncovered a large chamber with walls completely covered in gold crystals as large as thumbnails. The owners even installed vault doors and armed guards escorted the ore to the mills. Of course, the towns and the spaces they left behind may have been the source of the Phantom Canyon name, but the other possibility comes from an urban legend from the 1890s, as it seems that the train passengers reported seeing a man walking along the tracks. The only problem? That man had been executed at the state prison a few days earlier. Legends, phantoms, and ghost stories apart, still today, the unique bridges and tunnels offer a visual link in the area's historic past. The road condition and narrow bridges encourage people to slow down and view the scenery. As you drive the route, interpretive displays and signs designate the historic sites along the Gold Belt Line. Whether or not the road is haunted will be a mystery for the ages, but for now, slow down and enjoy the ride, and don't pick up hitchhikers.
Daddy has to take on a vampire.